Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course at thekickasslife.com.
Hi, this is Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, 4-Hour Body, and The 4-Hour Chef, and you're listening to David Wood on The Kick-Ass Life Show.
Make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not so fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kick-Ass Life Show, recorded live here today in Kelowna, British Columbia. And guess what? We are celebrating 1 million downloads. That sounds like it's time for a song. Got no one to talk to, it's like I don't exist. Sometimes I wonder if I was gone, would I be missed? But let me tell you the real reason for this letter. You helped me through it all, you helped me feel better. Your words give me confidence, your messages inspire me. You helped me find my inner strength deep inside of me. Through all the bad times, you helped me find the light. Believe it or not, you saved my life. I've met a million people, been a million places, shook a million hands, seen a million faces, had a million lows and a million more highs. No, I haven't made a million, but I've touched a million lives. I've met a million people, been a million places, shook a million hands, seen a million faces, had a million lows and a million more highs. No, I haven't made a million, but I was sitting at my table at dinner the other night when I noticed a little girl sitting to my right. She was looking at me like she knew me. I guess she did, cause then she walked right up to me. And then she said, my name is Sammy, and I swear that I'm your biggest fan. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, listen, you know what? This is a big thank you going out to everyone who's taking the time, you know, to download, to listen, to plug in a headset or to play it through the house, to play the shows while they're jogging, while they're in the gym, while washing plates, or while walking on the beach with a lover. Especially those dog walkers, because I know so many of you have said, you know what? I love doing this while I'm walking the dog. And, you know, that's a million, 1,000,000. Isn't that crazy? So I just, I'm totally filled with gratitude on this day. I had a written on my computer the day I started this, 1 million downloads. How quickly it came. I mean, it was say, much like making money, you know, I remember when I was, making $4 an hour as a waiter in 1989 and 1990. And, you know, when I first wrote down that I was going to become a millionaire, and it was almost like writing down that little card that I stuck to, or a little post-it note I stuck to my computer when I first launched the show, right in front of me on this little orange sticky note was 1 million downloads. Well, here we are, you know. There's a great saying that says, if you don't build your dream, someone else will hire you to help them build theirs. And I really want you to sort of think about that today. And I'm going to sort of focus this whole show on the word 1 million. So we might as well talk about money at some point. What about that? So, you know, what does it take? Because, you know, here I am. Those of you that know my story, if you're brand new, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for plugging in. Thank you for those who have taken the time to leave a review on iTunes. It makes such a difference in our ratings. It's really the only thing you can do from afar to help, apart from share the show, is to really go there and go through the pain that it is, because you need your password and you need your log in to just go in there and leave a review on iTunes. So, you know, let's talk about what it takes to to become a millionaire, because there's a million downloads, and there's people out there right now that maybe are, you're stuck in a J-O-B, which I affectionately call just over broke. Now, I want you to remember some of the lessons over the last 300 odd shows. This is going out to 200 countries. So thank you to all the countries. I know that I think about you a lot. I think about some of you who don't enjoy the freedoms that so many of us in the West do, and just the fact that you sort of find a time to sort of plug into this, and those of you who walk down to a library because you don't own a computer, so many things we take for granted, or I certainly do every single day. So, one of the big things is to know, to know your outcome. Start with the beginning in mind. So if your goal is to make a million, you got to write it down. Like I did with a million shows, I wrote it down. I put it where I could see it right on my computer screen every single day. Because I just want you to imagine, if you close your eyes for a second, I want you to imagine right now. Okay, just close your eyes and see the darkness. And I want you to take an imaginary bow and arrow or an imaginary dart or javelin and still see the darkness. Don't see anything in the darkness. And I want you to hit the bullseye. I want you to throw that dart right into the bullseye. Now, your mind can imagine very quickly that bullseye. But I'm telling you, unless you have a plan, unless you have it in front of you, exactly what you want. And, I want to remind you, when I arrived here, no money, I'd been backpacking for 10 and a half years, no CV, no credit card, no nothing, right? And so, but I did write down, once I read a book called Think and Grow Rich, I did write down that I was going to become a millionaire. Now, little did I know, I know it's going to happen on the show as well. I mean, the first million is always the toughest. Now, it doesn't always be the toughest, but I mean, it can be tough. It can be a tough one. But the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth and all the other millions that I've been able to make over the years has certainly come much more quickly. And now I think in hundreds of millions. I really do. My mindset is completely transformed. But, number two to think about is to get committed. Sort of get emotionally associated, connected to why it's a must to do it. You need the why. Without the why, it's the biggest thing, And if you haven't listened to Simon Sinek and on TED Talks, it's a really great description of where most of us get caught up in the hows and the whats, and we forget about the whys, it's a must to make, why you must make $1 million. You got to visualize your life and what it will be like when you have that. Think of all the good you can do for yourself, for your family, and if you don't do it, you got to think about those things too. You want to focus on the good stuff, but what happens if you don't? What happens if you don't? Not that you have to make $1 million, but, if you set your mind to it, you will. It doesn't matter what your background, what your education. But I really want you to understand what will happen if you don't change. What happens if you don't step into something new? What happens if you don't go after something that you're not going after currently? Then things will stay the same, and the years will slide by, and there'll be a time where you said, I really thought about it. Tony Robbins says this. He said, people who succeed have momentum. The more they succeed, the more they want to succeed. And the more they find a way to succeed. He said, similarly, when someone is failing, the tendency is to get on a downward spiral that can even become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And Mark Kane says this, he said, the first step towards success is taken when you refuse to be a captive of the environment in which you find yourself. And that is so true. So we need a plan. Number three, think about it. Brainstorm an action plan. So, no one goes in a straight line. When I sailed across the Atlantic in a 45-foot sailboat with a guy called Tommy Toon from Little Rock, Arkansas. Some of you know him. He's still alive. I phoned and spoke to his assistant the other day. He's like 86 now. And this guy's an amazing, amazing man. And, when we sailed across the Atlantic, we were off target or off track virtually the whole time. We were constantly adjusting the set of our sail. You know, so, you know, sometimes the waves were massive. We were caught in huge waves. Sometimes we were becalmed for 3 days, completely no wind, just bobbing up and down like a little cork. You know, but with the waves and the wind and everything else, and, you know, we were off course most of the time. We were constantly having to bring ourselves back to that, right? So think about this right now. What about writing down some ideas? What's the way that you could create your $1 million if you don't have one already? Or if you have $1 million, what about 10 million or 20 million or 50 million or 100 million, whatever it is? And some people, oh, I don't need money. Most of the people that say that to me, oh, I don't need money, are the ones that are really broke. And I understand you don't need money, but something happened to me. I used to live in a very, very small town called Caslow, in British Columbia, 800 people. And sort of half the town were loggers and miners, and half were like tree huggers, you know, and there's a lot of artists who live there. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful town, great people. You know, but I remember my sort of tree hugging friends, and some of them lived in teepees in the woods and always smelled a little bit like marijuana. And they had, you know, very, very hairy armpits. And that was the women I'm talking about, you know, and wore their Birkenstocks. And it was, yeah, stereotype. I understand I'm using a stereotype. However, what struck me one time, that people were making fun of me because I walked in the bar and I had shiny shoes on, and someone said, oh, you're a yuppie because you shine your shoes. And I started talking, and I said, you know, I didn't have much money back then. It wasn't that long ago. And I said, look, you know what do you really want? And they said, well, we want to change things. We want to change the world. I said, well, do you think you're going to do it by chaining yourself to a tree and living in a teepee? Why not change the world by becoming really, really wealthy and buy the frickin' forest? So you can, you know, then you can do whatever you want. So why not, you know, brainstorm an action plan. Come up with 30 different ways that you think you could make $1 million. At least start getting yourself in that kind of mindset, right? So with that being said, time for a song for sure. The whole theme, this is Hannah Montana. Oh my goodness, one in a million. It's good. The theme's a million, I'm telling you. There's a great saying that says, when I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I'm afraid. You know, and if you understand what fear is all about, you know, fear is the, if you look at it, some people say, well, you know, it's false evidence appearing real. But really what the definition of the word fear is, the anticipation of pain. Most of us don't do stuff because we're afraid and we're anticipating that we're going to get hurt, right? So let's look at number four then. Find your business sweet spot. There's only three pieces to this. First, know your strengths. That's unique to you, you know? So obviously one of my strengths is babbling at the gums. I, you know, my staff say, you know, you're a one hit wonder, right? Cause I mean, normally when we push record, like if you go to, I've got some free videos out right now, that sort of focused a little bit on never quitting in the industry of network marketing, but you can go get them, amplifiednetworkmarketing.com, amplifiednetworkmarketing.com. But you know, all my videos, I'm sort of able to shoot the first time. I don't edit them like the show. I don't ever edit a show. I don't cut and paste. I mean, unless I'm traveling and I've got my portable recorder with me, but I'm always the one, I just record the show. And, you know, I sometimes use three computers, and I'm like I am right now, I'm using two computers and stuff, right? But so for me, you know, one of my strengths is being able to think on my feet, you know, being able to really be here and not kind of worry about what I'm saying, whether it's wrong. I don't get caught up in that, right? So first, know your strengths that's unique to you, or where you can add your unique value to the world. You know, and sometimes, by the way, you know, what I find is, you know, people who have had really tough experiences in their life often end up moving into those arenas. It's what they're called to do. And, you know, it's, I do have a CD that sort of helps people understand their why and sort of discover their why. But, you know, this idea, you know, of finding what your unique value is. And if you've come through a hard road, you know, like I've raised millions of dollars for kids that were abused. Well, you know, it probably tells you something about my background, right? Then find a market, a group of people who want what you have to offer. And finally, you have to make sure those people will pay money for what you have to offer. I mean, I can't tell you how many great people there are out there who have beautiful hearts, you know, and they're, you know, they do Reiki and they do a lot of, you know, cranial sacral therapy and, you know, and end up not charging anyone because they just have these beautiful hearts and they want to help. And, you know, well, guess what? You know, you're not really helping if you don't charge for your own money, your time. You know, your time is as valuable as anybody else's. And so it's really, really important for you to sort of find that business sweet spot and charge for it. Now, this is a number five is something that I'm going through, but I want to give you another quote. Whether you find yourself on the side of the majority or whenever, I apologize, whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect. That is so true. You know, when you're in business, you just can't be part of the whole masses, right? But you got to define your brand. And a brand is nothing more than a belief system that people have about you and your business. It's what they tie into. Now, the Kick-Ass Life is a brand, but we're actually launching a whole new brand because we did some work and I brought in some branding specialists. And I don't know, Dave and Rick, if you listen to the show, but I do appreciate very much your work. You know, just to help me sort of really identify what it is, who am I and what is my unique message? So they interviewed people I work with, people who work for me, people who've been students, people who have been around me for a lot of years, my close friends, and sort of really interviewed them all separately to find out what is my unique sort of position in the world? What do I stand for? And that's where we came up with the word amplified, you know, the word amplified living, because really what it is to crank it up, you know, to sort of turn up the dial on people's lives. And I realize that everyone's traveling at a different speed. So whenever anyone comes into my room, one of the things they identify through all of the interviews was that no one ever gets left behind in my room. So it doesn't matter whether, you know, whatever program I'm teaching, whether it's on training or breaking through fear or making money, it doesn't matter what it is, or network marketing, no one ever gets left behind. And so, you know, the whole amplified, the having the dial and understanding that, you know, it is a journey, understanding that we can crank it up. And I really love that sort of resonance of amplification, you know, to amplify a relationship, to amplify, you know, your finances, to amplify your business success. You know, it really has this crossover. So, you know, so your brand is nothing more than a belief system that people have about you and your business. And people will want to do business with somebody or a company they believe will solve specific problems they have. And so you must be seen as a solution to a problem, really. And that's really, really important, by the way. I just hit the mic there. That's what that dud was. You know, being able to solve that. They say an entrepreneur is someone that solves people's problems for a profit, right? You know, and again, this is like big thinking. And the reason why I'm so excited right now is because I really want to launch a global brand. I really want to start making a bigger difference. I woke up this year. It's like I woke up and I felt, geez, you know, you've been sort of playing in a very small pond, Mr. Wood. And it's time to put your big gold panties on and get out there and do something more meaningful in the world. And I really felt that. And I know people who are sort of watching me and saying, wow, geez, you do so much, you know. Well, that's easy to say from your side of the fence. But, you know, from my side of the fence, I realize I have the capacity and I have the experience and I have the confidence to really do something meaningful. So why the hell don't I get up my ass and do it? And the thing that held me back was actually asking for help, you know, really building a team. And you know, because of what it was in the last few years as a father, I didn't want to take on the responsibility of building another company. They always took a lot of time. And so fortunately right now, you know, I have a great business manager, Casey, who I'm so honored to work with. And Richard Wienus, I know you listen to the show, Richard, and I don't often, I should dedicate this show to Richard. You know, Richard travels all over the world with me and he runs all my events. You know, Belize, he's coming to Australia with me, you know, but any event I go to, like I'm in Miami next week, and I'm in Phoenix doing an event, the Transformed Women event with Sandra Yancey. Well, guess what? Richard's going to be right there by my side. So Richard, you know, thank you so much. And Nancy, my bookkeeper, and Denise, who's my executive assistant. And now, you know, just really sort of really looking at building a great team of people. And then we have lots of other ancillary people working with us right now. It just makes a huge difference. So with that being said, I'm going to play a song called The Million Dollar Man. Love the theme. Hey, listen, thanks everyone. I just can't tell you how grateful I am that you've, I almost feel like I'm going to cry, but really thank you. Thank you for supporting this.
Get over. Someone as dangerous, tainted and flawed as you. One for the money, and two for the show.
Who'd have thought it, right? Who'd have thunked it? Who'd have thunked it? I find that really interesting. You know, when I look out my window and the immense, I mean, we just love where we live and just, I feel so blessed. I mean, I wish you could see the view from this window right now, day or night. I feel like I'm in heaven, you know, and again, you know, that's a reflection of the, just the belief system that changed in me, right? I mean, 10 and a half years with a backpack on. And now, you know, but one thing I learned along the way, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt is one of my favorite women, you know, philosophers, let's say, you know, she said, great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people, you know, and I really think that, you know, that's something which, you know, if you want to move into this new level of success in your life, you've got to understand that, you know, it's never about seeing what's bad in people. It's always about just seeing what the good is. And even when they're being really shitty or they're being a real doorknob, or if you're one of some of these kids and the girls at school or the boys at school are being real jerks, don't worry about it. You know, just I always say to my son, my sons, you know, it's when you react to it, it's when they get to you, they already win, right? So just don't allow it in us, you know. I always think when someone's being nasty to me, it's like I always imagine them puking on me, you know, and if I let it bother me, then I imagine me eating that puke and just saying, oh yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And come on, make me feel even worse, right? So, you know, there's a big thing here, right? Is just to really see the best in people. It's such an easy thing to do, even when they don't deserve it. It's even harder to do. So then we've got to create your business model. We talked about define the brand, create your business model. It's got to be either, you know, either great convenience for people. You know, it's either going to be a high fidelity, which means you're going to have, you know, fewer customers, you're going to pay a lot. So, you know, imagine you either going to have 100 customers who pay you $10,000 each, and that's going to be $1 million. Or if it's high convenience, you may have many customers paying small amounts. You need 100,000 customers paying you $10 each, right? To make $1 million, 100,000 people. So, you know, it's really understanding math. It's just a simple equation. So, you know, the more people you reach. And I know on my vision board, one of the numbers I put on there, I wanted to impact 100 million lives. And I was wondering the other day, now there's been 1 million downloads. I mean, but from all the people I've worked with, 300,000 people I've trained in training rooms, I wonder, you know, they go home and they impact their spouses or their children, and their children go to school and impact their schoolmates and, you know, whatever, right? And I wonder, I thought, wow, I wonder if I've hit 100. I mean, I don't want to think I have, But, you know, they say when someone finds their purpose, it allows 10,000 other people to find theirs. Just by you discovering and living your purpose, the impact that you'll have on all those around you and the ripple in the pond, the fact that this show reaches out to 200 countries and there's people who can barely understand my English. And when I'm doing my Irish accent, they don't understand it at all. So, you know, create a great business model. Number seven is decide on your exit strategy. The simplest way to make a million is to create a business, an asset, and then sell it. I mean, that's truly where I made money in the beginning was, you know, to build something and sell it and got paid a huge amount of money, right? So, you know, often people pay two or three times, depends if it's a dot-com, 10 times earnings or 50 times no earnings. But, you know, it just means that if you can build something and sell it, it's a great way to make a lot of money. And so, you know, building something that's systemized, and that's where, you know, The E-Myth by Gerber is such a good book, right? It says this, David Brinkley says, a successful person is one who can lay down a firm foundation with the bricks others have thrown at him. Let me say that again. A successful person is one who can lay down a firm foundation with the bricks that someone has thrown at him or her. All right. So again, you know, just as we think through these things, you know, you can have an exit strategy to make $1 million. You know, obviously investing is another way, but, you know, a lot of people dabble in investing. I watch people do it all the time where they feel they have to and keep investing. And that's why really, honestly, why another reason I love network marketing, because it's one of those things, the vehicle. And again, if you want to join the new show, I'm going to keep mentioning it over the next few days because I want you to understand we're launching real soon. But it's going to be great personal growth again. You know, amplified network marketing is go and get the free videos. But just understand that, you know, there's very few vehicles that have no ceiling on earnings. And you know, but you know, is it harder in the beginning? Of course, you work a lot in the beginning. But a lot of my friends who are in the industry who are making, you know, 10 and 15 and 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60, $100,000 and $200,000 a month, you know, I watched their journey and it did take a few years to get there. But oh my goodness, can you imagine if they kept doing what they were doing? A school teacher who could never make more than $60,000. And this is a real person, a real friend of mine, who makes more in a month now than she made in an entire year as a school teacher, right? Arlene. and you know who you are. And I can mention so many people who make more now in a month than they made, but they didn't believe when they first started out that would happen. They had to grow into that person, truly grow into that person, right? Another thing to think about when you're making it, if you have a business and is to make more profits from existing customers, is to build that reputation, build the relationship within your customers, you know, hearts and keep creating services for them that they keep wanting, right? Because then they're going to keep coming back. And it's actually cheaper for you to keep, you know, having your customers keep spending with you than it is to go out and procure new customers. So find more ways to add value, you know, offer other great products, listen to what the customers want and give them what they want, right? And that's where a lot of this branding exercise we've gone through. So what do people want? Well, I know what the people from my brand, they want to have some adventure. So I know that there's going to be an adventure part of the brand, which we are working on very, very, it's going to be a great part of the brand. I also know that they want a lot of free stuff because, you know, the fact is that some are just starting out, you know, so the show goes out completely free and is allowed to land in your ears. And yeah, does it take time? Yeah. But it's also, you know, it's a beautiful way to contribute. You know, I don't very seldom ask for anything apart from some reviews, which some of you won't do, right? But I also know that people want specific training programs. They want to be able to break through fear. So I write programs about that, you know, where I can take them and lead them. I know that they want to learn how to do this business of network marketing. So I write programs on network marketing. I know that they want to learn how to create wealth. So I write programs on wealth. I know that they want to learn how to lead. So I'm writing programs and I have written programs on leadership. So look at, you know, delivering a suite of products that, people want, right? I know that people want to be involved in contribution. So we have a whole focus on philanthropy and contribution that's coming out, right? And so it goes on, you know, there's this, and I also know that people want to have coaching and they want to have mentorship and they want to have a pathway, a journey that's laid out before them. So, you know, we want to create an online journey, a university style thing where people can come in and for very, very little money be able to grow themselves because, you know, again, your wealth can only grow to the extent you grow yourself, right? With that being said, I feel like I've been yakking a long time without a whole lot of music. So what do you think? I think, what do we do? We did the Million Dollar Man last time, didn't we? So what do you think? I think I should pop down here and I'm going to look for a whole new song. What about this? This is called Million Dollar Baby. Oh, I should probably turn the sound up. What do you think? Lady, not be late tonight. I lost my soul. I don't ever set in the darkness. Hey, lady, me home. I need my baby, my lover, my love. Hold on to me, baby. Mahatma Gandhi said, he says, live as if you were to die tomorrow, learn as if you were to live forever. You know, and Mark Twain, he says this, 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than the ones you did. And I've done lots of bad things, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you young people too. I never pretend to my kids. I can't believe so many parents, they're like, oh yeah, don't tell the kids that. It's like, why not? They're smarter than we think. So number nine, build systems and scale up. And this is really the secret for you guys that, you know, even, it doesn't matter what you do. I mean, you got to have a system to do it. You know, if you create a product that sells for $100 and you know that $50 spent on advertising consistently produces one sale, you have a model, right? You have something that's going to work as long as you picked a large enough market that you can scale up, right? So you know that there's margins, you know that you know, but the system itself, you know, that's where Gerber's book, you know, The E-Myth, is so important for any of you that do want to do conventional business. And again, there's nothing wrong with conventional business, but one of the things I've said to my kids and you young people, I don't care what your talent is. You may be the best guitarist in the world, but I can't tell you how many musicians I can hire for very little money to come and play at my house when I throw parties. And, you know, you talk to them, you say, oh my gosh, you know, you should be a superstar. And they say, yeah, you know, but they don't know how to because they've never ever understood the business of their passion. So I always say, look, you know, follow your passion. If your passion's music, go for it, young people, but then do a business degree. So you know how to market yourself and you know how to put that into your business and really create something that's going to create financial success for you, right? You know, Vince Lombardi says this. He said, the difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but a lack of will, all right? It's a lack of will. So, you know, with that being said, number 10, let's talk about this one here, is to hire great people. And one of the biggest reasons the shift for me has happened is because I found great people now. And again, you know, in every company that I've done well at, it's always been about the association of great people. And my friends who own billion-dollar companies, and I'm fortunate to know people and have really close friends that are very, very successful. Well, one of my good friends, Jim Coover, you know, his tip is to always, you know, surround himself with thoroughbreds. And that's why, you know, so many large corporations focus on team building and leadership. You know, but really the only way to have a great team is to become a great leader. And, you know, and there's really, really great ways to do that. But again, it's that focus on us. It's that focus on ourselves, right? And I want to play another song by Bonnie Raitt. I know, listen, I'm just going to wrap this up in a few minutes here, but I'm going to play another song because I really, she's got such a great voice. Let's listen to her, shall we?
But I'm still a million miles from you. silver and you took the gold. You left me standing out in the cold. People ask about you, I didn't tell them everything I knew. Well, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. I'm drifting in and out of dreamless sleep. Somehow my memory's in a ditch so deep. I did so many things I never did intend to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I try to get closer.
I try to, but I'm a million miles away from you. Remember, Albert Einstein said, if you have to learn, you have to learn the rules of the game, then you just got to play it better than anyone else. That's modeling. Modeling is the most easy way for you to create success, is model. I don't care what it is. Watch what someone's doing. If they're doing it better than you, like if you've got a business right now or whatever you do, I don't care what it is, find someone who's better than you and just watch them and copy them. Just do exactly what they do. We were talking about this the other day. What was I talking about? It was a business thing, a business strategy. And I said, look, you know what? All we got to do is just exactly copy this because it works. Let's copy this and do it better. That's exactly what Casey and I were talking about the other day. And I wish I could give you the real example. Okay, copy this. Let's do it better. Because that it works. Yeah, everything about it works. Let's just do it better, right? So, you know, Catherine Dunham, she said this. She said, I used to want the word she tried on my tombstone. Now I want she did it. And that's what you got to think about right now, you know, because it really comes down to philosophy. Do you want to play it safe and be good, or do you want to take a chance and be great? And J.K. Rowling, she said, it's our choice. It's our choices that show what we truly are far more than our abilities. And I can tell you that from the heart of my heart, you know, it's not about ability. I'm telling you, Bruce Lee used to say it was something like, you know, a successful warrior is just an average person with laser like focus. So what are you going to focus on? All right. What are you going to do here? And, I really want to say to you, I am so, so, so proud that you've, been along for this ride, that you've supported the show. And I hope again that I remind you to support the new show. As the million downloads happens, you imagine if each one of you just shared this with five of your closest friends. But really the way to share it, and so many of you are Facebook people, and I know what happens, you know, people push the like button because it's easy. But that's like having a conversation with someone and going, hey, I'm walking right away. You know, if you can take a moment and think about it, say, well, wow, you know, because truly this has made a massive impact on some people's lives. And when I read the, the reviews on Facebook, you can tell I'm doing something really. See, when my mind wanders like that is because I'm trying to type or I'm trying to do something, and I know, you know, whatever, but that's what's going on. But when I look at the newest reviews on Facebook, I really find them to be so interesting what people say. You know, it's like, you know, this one came in just the other day, January 26th from MG Pyro. It says, sometimes I listen to three or four in a row at work, and David and his guests are making me a better person. The idea that he thinks that, or she thinks, I'm not sure if it's MJ is a boy or a girl, but, you know, that it's about becoming a better person. I'm just reading these off the top. I have not had time to go in here and look at these like everything else. I do sort of much more in the moment. Here's one from Mandy Pullen. She says, my Grammy passed away today after a few months of suffering. After several hours of crying, I started wondering what would make me feel better. And I thought about the podcast and it immediately came to mind. She says, his silly laugh and goofy jokes, passion for music and true love for life is what I needed. Thank you for being there and inspiring me several days a week. I've been a listener since the beginning. I just haven't had a reason to write a review until today. Cheers, Mandy. So again, when I look through some of these and I start seeing what people are saying about, you know, what's going on for them, and what's changing in their life, the way that they start looking at life differently. Here's one. I want you, because this is quite personal. So I hope it says, just 30 days ago, sometime in mid-December 2013, a friend of mine suggested I started listening to David and Jen's podcast. At that point in my life, I was feeling utterly hopeless about nearly everything. Life felt too hard and the payoffs just weren't worth it. I was feeling beat up by life. And the spark in my eye had all but disappeared. I was seriously depressed. Had been for the last couple of years with no light at the end of the tunnel. After my first listen, I know it sounds a little kind of whatever, right? In the sense of my first listener, but I was immediately hooked by the humor and the accepting nature of all types of people from all walks of life, beliefs, etc. Jen is a joy and compliments Dave perfectly. The guests they brought on the show have inspired me. For the first time in a long time, I feel hopeful about my life. I feel like I can become my own cheerleader, my own cheerful, positive, vibrant self again. I found excellent mentors in the show. And he finds it, 100% genuine and caring and full of love for all human beings. So again, I'm not going to read anymore, but I want you to get what would happen if you do it properly. If you really take a show you love and send somebody a show, not just post it on Facebook or just like stuff. Is actually take it upon yourself. Imagine we get a million in a month. Imagine a million people a month being impacted because we care enough to spend a few moments and say, okay, if this has impacted me in a certain way, let me be specific. Let me send an email to someone that says, hey, Jen, I was listening to this and, a minute 32 or, halfway through this, Lisa DeMeo or Lisa Nichols or Marcy Shimoff or whoever it was, they said this and I started using this and it really, really has impacted me deeply. I want you to listen to the show. That's the way you could really help out. So with that being said, this was all about being grateful. This is all about me saying thank you. And I will definitely see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.